Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Cody.
We've been covering in detail the Freedom Convoy. There's some other stuff in the news coming up here tonight. Conan, you still want to talk about this bug-eating thing, so we can come back around to that a little bit later on.
It's not going away.
No,
this
it's
not.
This
is something that needs to be discussed. There's many different facets of this argument, this scenario.
The mainstream media has been pushing this, and you're right, they're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, so it's not going away.
So we can come back to that. There's plenty in the news, but... But, you know, the Freedom Convoy, I got to say, it's one of the most exciting things to happen in recent memory.
I have my doubts, as I spoke last week about it, about how where this will go. Trudeau still hasn't showed up. And he's one of the, you know, one of the problems, and a lot of these truckers have you know, they're concerned with the mandate, of course, for everybody, by the way, not just truckers.
Right.
And they have sworn that they're not going anywhere till the mandate's gone and Trudeau comes out. Some of them, of course, have said this, that Trudeau comes out and apologizes and has a talk with them.
Well, it's important to point out, though, I mean, I appreciate you being skeptical here, and I was as well, but... Apparently, the COVID restrictions have been lifted in Alberta and Saskatchewan provinces.
For everyone?
That's my understanding. I mean, that's what they're saying here. Now, I don't know if it's they're being lifted or they have been lifted or what the exact status is, but the people on the side of the truckers are claiming that as a, you know, evidence of success.
Good. Well, and, I mean, here's the problem when with any activism or any mob... mob rule in a way where they come out and they are whether it's for the side of the individual and or the collective mob, usually the government will back down a little bit but they'll keep some of it. They'll keep some of the problem alive and well, and but it's enough that the truckers will go back and do their thing, because they need to make money. They need to they need to get places. They can't take weeks off. They're not living in their mom's
basement. Some of them can. I mean, they're intending to.
With this fund, if there's a real fund,
there's money behind this. Yeah,
then there's a possibility. Like for example, the gas that's being taken, that's being stolen from them.
They're arresting people with gas cans.
Yeah, and of course, now you have some that are walking around with gas, just empty gas cans and or gas cans full of water.
Just to troll the cops.
But the problem I see is these governments might back off, but what are they keeping in place? They got their foot in the door, because this is with everything. You give them a little bit, and they'll take as much as they can. They'll try to take the mile, but they'll take 100 foot if they could. But sometimes they have to kind of throw it out there and see what they can get away with. And I think they overstepped their boundaries, and now some of these governments around the world are realizing that, you know what, this could blow up in our faces.
So, and it did.
We could find ourselves in the guillotines real soon.
I don't think it's going to go that far.
France?
Yeah, you're talking about the 1800s.
I'm talking about 2022. I mean, those are some rowdy folks.
Oh, I see what you mean. The more recent protests, the Yellow Jackets or whatever.
Recent as in it's been going on for like the last four years now, I think.
Freedom Convoy 2022 on GiveSendGo.com is now up to $6.8 million. So they are doing just fine as far as raising money is concerned.
Good.
Keep these guys going. But a lot of these guys are independent operators. I mean, the guys that aren't independent, they're still working.
Yeah. Well, right? I got a great story about that. It has to do with Port Huron.
Yeah, well, let's get into the updates here, because every single day there's some new development happening. I mean, just to update our listeners, a quick recap from yesterday, a man in a robe at a Superior courthouse issued an order saying, there shall be no more honking. And it's part of a an injunction. It's an emergency injunction in a $9.8 million case that a local resident of Ottawa is bringing as a class action suit against the organizers and dozens, purportedly dozens of the drivers that are downtown Ottawa.
Isn't this the guy, his argument is like honking is violence? It's violence against me.
It's actually a woman, supposedly, she's saying she can't sleep, right? She's saying
that's the way it works.
although I've heard that the protesters are not honking at nighttime now, like they were initially, right. But now they're not doing it. I mean, they've got to sleep too, right? Like the truckers aren't robots. So
this is Alberta,
Ottawa.
So I guess what do you call it now? You can't call it the honking. If you can't honk.
That's the thing. The question is, how quiet are they? Because the headline at the mainstream media is, trucker convoy, downtown silent for first time in 11 days. But then in their own report, they admit that there are still drivers who are honking. So it is not silent,
right.
But it may not be as loud as it has been. And we were playing a clip, and maybe I'll pull it up here on the studio, you know, to play for you on the air, where there's like this chuffing noise that's coming from the trucks.
It sounded like a moose in heat.
And I don't know what it is.
It's grunting.
Yeah, it's probably something that a driver would immediately, that's blah, blah, blah. But offhand, you know, I don't know what it is.
It's just revving his engines and kind of...
You think that's what it was?
I think it's just a tapping on the gas pedal, really.
We're going to have to bring it up now. But anyway, so just to recap here, they're under some sort of an order. So presumably, if you are caught... honking a horn, you would be subject to contempt of court charges in that case. So that's one of the latest updates. But now there's something going on at the Windsor Bridge. Windsor is the town across the river from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is going on out there, Conan? Have you been following that?
This is Port Huron in Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was in the same area for some reason.
They're doing this at many, many border crossings. Mm-hmm. This is a particular border crossing where the Freedom Rally went and blocked the Ambassador Bridge.
Yeah, okay. That's up the lake.
Yesterday. And so you have your Freedom guys, and then you have your truckers who are trying to get places. They're either vaccinated, they don't care, they're not a part of it, they're working, they got to pay them bills. So they all decided to head on over to the... what bridge did they go to? The Blue Water Bridge.
Okay.
And they inadvertently blocked the hell out of that one because all the trucks are going to this other bridge. So I'm looking at these pictures. Aerials are just incredible. There's like 7 miles.
So just
of
because
just
of the
nothing
demand,
but semi trucks.
So just because of the demand placed on that one border crossing, it essentially is blocked.
Oh yeah.
Even though they're trying to get through.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I don't know. I think these people are actually moving. I don't think there's anyone who decided. Mm-hmm. You know what? You guys take the ambassador. I'm going to run over to Blue Bridge real quick and block that one up too.
Wow.
And screw it up. But I think that it is flowing, and I don't know what the... And this was this morning, all the way up to about noontime. I don't know if it's still blocked, but these aerials are incredible. I mean, this is Walking Dead incredible.
Damn.
Where you just have so many vehicles that are just dead on the highway. Oh, and by the way, the other lane coming the other way,
mm-hmm.
Nothing. Completely open.
Empty. Okay, coming from Canada.
Kind of like Walking Dead. Kind of like in that one scene where he's walking into the city.
Wow.
And you just have thousands, tens of thousands of vehicles just everywhere. It's scary. And this is the kind of thing that might work. I see these pictures and I become optimistic that this will actually bring about change.
So apparently the reason they went up to that bridge is because of the Windsor Bridge. Was blocked. According to OttawaCitizen.com, as the Freedom Convoy entered a 12th day in Ottawa, protesters in Windsor choked off access to the Ambassador Bridge between that city and Detroit, wreaking havoc at the border and leaving countless travelers stranded. The Windsor faction of the National Protest Against COVID-19 Mandates escalated efforts by planting big rigs, pickups, and the occasional off-road vehicle on the highway, essentially cutting off the main commercial artery in and out of Canada. So that's the bridge that's just to the south of the one that you're talking about,
right,
in Port Huron. We're going to continue here. They've got the government of gang, of course, has evil plans afoot to deal with this situation. We will reveal their latest plot to you. You're welcome to join us as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can. Again, 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency and raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it on an exchange called XMarkets. It's exmarkets.com. You can register with just an email address, because you actually don't need to violate your privacy to trade at X Markets. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Ian and Conan here in the studio doing more updates on the Freedom Convoy as some protesters are taking action outside of Ottawa. Ottawa, of course, is the hot spot. It's the capital of all of Canada, and the protesters have been there now for not quite 2 weeks, but a good week and a half. They are now under a judge's threat of contempt of court charges, or whatever the equivalent of that is in the Canadian system, as a man in a robe has issued a threat saying that anyone who honks their horn is going to be subject to penalties. So what's happening as a result of that, according to some video here provided by the Ottawa Citizen, is some trucks are coming up with other ways to protest. It's a little louder than I thought. Here we go. That's basically, apparently, a truck is using his air brakes and revving his engine, according to this report. And there was another video that I could not find again after I visited their site once. It shows kind of a similar sound coming from another truck. So there are some trucks out there that are doing their best to continue to
do something,
make some kind of noise under this threat. But as I said yesterday, if you've got a line of three trucks, and there's frequently three trucks lined up right next to one another, and one of them's honking their horn, how can you really tell which one's doing it?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you'd be able to either.
Not unless you're standing right there in front of them. But if you're walking down the street and they're off in the down the street, then no, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to cite all three of them.
You can't do that. You've got to be able to testify and prove. I mean, again, I presume that in Canada you have a right to a trial, and given that it's a Western court system, that you have a right to a trial. And so the thing is, these truckers, I mean, they're doing some amazing work. There's no doubt about it. It's hard for me to criticize what they are doing, because they're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're putting their ass on the line. They are risking police targeting. They're risking their careers. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. They're talking about pulling licenses now. But they're risking arrest. They're risking their careers. And so it's hard for me to sit back here and say, oh, well, you could do this better. But I do want to encourage these guys, don't pay these fines. When they do finally come around with these tickets, please don't pay these fines. Even if you are going to stop honking, although I don't think that you should. I think that there should be and apparently there still are some, right? Like, of the hundreds of protesters, some of them just don't care about what a man in a robe says, and they're going to go on with this. But it's not at the same level that it was before. So they're definitely, these guys are willing to do civil disobedience, and anybody that's willing to do that, I definitely appreciate it. Although I think that with the solidarity that they have, I think they're relatively protected from any kind of contempt of court.
Yeah, but you're talking about the risk involved, and we're talking again. What are they risking? Their livelihood?
Yeah.
Well, if they can't get in and out of the border, they don't have a livelihood.
Well, there's still inter-Canadian trucking. You can go from one Canadian city to another. In fact, the ones who...
I'm assuming a lot of these drivers, some of them have come from other places to protest. But a lot of these people, I can't believe I'm still watching this aerial. The aerial video is like 9 minutes long. And they're just following this whole... It is incredible how many trucks are backed up on this Blue Bridge intersection. But I'm assuming that a lot of these people do, in fact, resort to... border travel. They're shipping from one side to the other, and this is their livelihood. There are no other options. So, I mean, what else are they going to do?
Well, there's regional trucking.
Learn the code.
I get what you're saying. There are guys who have already had to change their world because of this. Because prior to this protest, the Canadian mandates had already come down saying, if you aren't vaccinated, you're going to have to go into quarantine for 14 days when you come back into Canada. Well, if you've got a load and you got to get somewhere, you know, you just picked up a load in the United States and you're going to move up to Canada with it. Now you got to sit for 14. That's just not even an option. That's just not possible.
It's not. Where are you going to sleep? I mean, are you...
Well, in a quarantine center or whatever the hell that would be.
They'll probably not be available. They'll probably have to sleep in their cabs or in a hotel.
But either way, you're not getting the job if there's an extra 14 days. You know, the product is going to have to sit in a truck. That's just not going to... It's not going to happen. And the Canadians know that. And then... Around the same time, just before this protest started, the U.S. is now mandating that international truck drivers, meaning from Canada and Mexico, all have to be vaccinated to get into the United States. So if you are unvaccinated as a truck driver, international travel is no longer an option.
Whose mandate is that? Is that
the United States, whatever the hell, yeah, Biden... DOT or whoever the hell it is.
Ridiculous. It's almost like this is so ridiculous. Yeah. It's like they want it to break.
Yeah, it's like they don't want supply chains working.
How can you not see these pictures? How can you not hear these reports from these real citizens and not know that you're not breaking something? It's so completely obvious to anyone who's ever like I said, maybe that's what that's all about. Maybe they are trying to break the system so they can build back better.
Well, it ain't going to be better if the government's in charge of it. That's for sure.
Well, the elites are the ones that are pushing that. They're using governments to get it pushed through.
So the latest threat that is being leveled as a possibility. Now they have not, you know, passed a law or whatever the hell they would need to do in Canada to make this happen yet, but they're talking about canceling the licenses of truckers who are involved in the protests. According to the EpochTimes.com out of Ottawa, Federal Minister of Transport Omar Al-Ghabra is asking provinces to use their powers to suspend the commercial licenses or the insurance of trucks used in protest convoy blockades in different parts of Canada. Quote, the provinces have extensive regulatory powers over commercial trucking and road transportation to help end this unlawful occupation and disruptions of commercial trucks blockading the streets and highways, he said
unlawful?
At a press conference.
Is it really unlawful to be on the highways that your taxpayer money paid for?
In the United States, it is, if you're blocking traffic.
What if it's... okay.
It's called disorderly conduct. That's what the disorderly conduct statute was written for. If you're blocking a public way or a sidewalk or something like that.
Is this the same guy who wanted to fine or wanted to implement a tax on the unvaccinated that kind of blew up as well?
Honestly, I don't know.
Canadian politicians. Well, all these pro-mandate people sound the same to me these days. They're all running together.
We're going to continue here. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. But that's the latest threat. They're going to come after their licenses and their insurance, which of course going to hurt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com predicts that prices will continue to soar over the next couple of months.
By Memorial Day, Americans are going to have to dig deeper with potentially an average of $4 a gallon hitting us, maybe even as early as late April or May.
AAA station survey finding the current national average price for regular is $3.45 a gallon. Pfizer's CEO says chances are very high the FDA will approve low-dose COVID shots for kids under 5. Albert Bourla telling CNBC he believes the FDA is very happy with the data his company has presented and thinks they will approve. Pfizer and BioNTech asked the FDA last week to expand the authorization for their vaccine to most children under 5. USA Radio News. President Biden's top science advisor resigned after an internal White House investigation found that he demeaned staff in violation of the administration's workplace behavior rules. The United States is financially helping Taiwan.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan, aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A hearing is scheduled Tuesday for D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. Oral arguments are expected on Malvo's request for sentencing relief or release. Malvo was 17 when he was convicted of the 2002 sniper attacks that terrorized the D.C. region. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us. You can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. We are, of course, continuing to cover what's been going on with the Canadian protests, these epic freedom convoy protests that have spread now, by the way, globally. I do have a story about that.
We might be getting ours pretty soon.
DC
protests.
Going from the West Coast. Now, I've seen it. I've seen different plans online for this. I've seen D.C. as the destination. I've also seen New York City as the destination. Either way, I think would be interesting to watch.
We need it.
So we will keep informing you about this. Of course, the number again, 603-283-6160. I was telling you that their latest plot to fight the truckers, the Freedom Truckers, there in Ottawa and across Canada, is to target their licenses. And this story being reported by the EpicTimes.com, the Minister of Transport, Omar Al-Ghabra, is saying apparently they can't do it at a federal level, per se, but they can encourage the provinces to suspend licenses. He says they have extensive regulatory powers in the provinces over commercial trucking and road transportation.
And is this going to be a January 6th sort of deal where just because you went to this event, you were seen there, you were caught on social media, you got all kinds of guys walking around filming these events.
Well, the police are going around taking down license plates.
And so you were seen at this event, you weren't actually a truck driver or anything, but, you know, because you were there, there goes your license. Enough.
His remarks are among other pointed comments made by federal cabinet ministers during the press conference focused on the protests in Ottawa and other parts of Canada. Bill Blair, Minister of Emergency Preparedness, says the federal government is proposing to convene a trilateral table with municipal and provincial governments to deal with the protesters.
Oh, God.
The press conference came a day after Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson declared a state of emergency in his city on February 6th. And Justin Trudeau did not attend the press conference. He is into isolation after allegedly testing positive for COVID-19, even though you saw him posting online, I think it was like a week ago, apparently it was February 2nd or something like that he was posting, but here it was still February 1st, which means that he was in the part of the world where it becomes the next day sooner.
That's where that rumor came from.
Asia Pacific. Wasn't that you, Conan?
No, I would have been all over that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was you that
but
figured
no,
that
I,
one
I
out.
Had seen the meme
Maybe it was
that
Matt. It was,
I
think
I
it
had
Matt.
Seen the meme that he's on an island somewhere,
yeah.
You know, soaking up some vitamin D.
Yeah.
And I mean, during the Canadian winter and Canadian winter on multiple fronts, these truckers and of course the cold. Yeah, that only makes sense. Or he might even be in Cuba, you know, whereas well, that wouldn't be a time change though.
Or he might have been on a VPN, but it's probably true that he's somewhere over in the Pacific, you know, islands near Japan or Australia or something like that.
It wouldn't be one of the first times one of these pro-mandate types decided to hypocritically break their own rules and just go on a world spread. A great spreader event.
During the press conference, cabinet ministers used strong words against the protesters, linking the demonstration with violence. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino said Ottawa residents, quote, have been effectively held hostage in their own city, blockaded by an angry, loud, intolerant, and violent crowd, which is, of course, not at all what is going on.
Unless they have changed the definition of violence to include noise. Loud noises.
Have you seen the footage from these? Which
I think they have. Yeah, it's a bunch of families and kids.
They've got like a bounce house.
They got the bouncy castles.
Yeah.
They got saunas.
They built saunas out there?
Well,
that's amazing.
They dragged them in on carts.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. They're cooking food.
They're having concerts. They had a dance party.
Dance parties. Multiple dance parties. Speeches.
This is an event.
They're playing hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Right in front of their the municipal building there.
Yeah.
This is not what we Americans have been experiencing for the last 2 years. You know, towns being taken over by young riffraff, and things being burnt down. These are people who work for a living.
Yeah, this is the definition of a peaceful protest.
Exactly.
No one has lit fire to anything except for a campfire.
So the only violence that has been perpetrated is
by the police.
Yes, and of course, if you change the definition to noise, to include noise, and the violence of not delivering their products to stores,
well,
people are going to starve.
That's not violence. There's no these men have no obligation.
If little old grandma doesn't have toilet paper and she has to poop on herself, that's violence.
Well, there's a liberty activist trucker out there, Reed Coverdale, who is saying, get ready, America, because you think the shortages in the U.S. are bad now. Wait until the U.S. trucker protest starts.
Exactly.
He says, you better prepare. You better get some food. You better get some, you know, extra toilet paper.
You know how fast that our Walmart here in Keene or anywhere.
It's going to sell out.
It will sell out in a matter of days, like two, three days, everything will be gone, except soy products. The tofu will still be there.
Well, and again, it comes back to a question I had the other day, and I didn't get the answer to this question, is what percentage of American truckers are owner-operator? I know it's fairly high, but I don't know if it's like a third or, you know, half or whatever, but it is significant. There is a large number of
I think our guy who delivers our mail, he goes from city to city. Mm-hmm. I think he's owner-operated.
Wow, so he's a contractor for USPS?
USPS hires a lot of contractors.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon does as well. So I'm thinking it's probably an extremely large number. They all own their own trucks, or they're paying them off, and they take contracts. And I was talking about how fast things would empty. I was talking about store shelves, two to three days. Every gas station would be empty in 24 hours. 24 hours, especially if we found out that this was happening and people made a run. It'd be a matter of hours.
Yeah.
So I mean, just think about. We're just thinking about food.
Right. That's a good point.
Gas. What? especially here in New England. I mean, everyone's got a generator.
Yeah. It could be a problem if the gas goes
out. Do you have enough diesel for that generator to keep you warm for the next? It's going to be cold for the next month at least.
Yeah.
Deadly cold.
They're going to do this.
Deathly cold.
They're supposedly going to start this as soon as next week.
Well. Stock
we'll
up.
See. Maybe as soon as the end of this week. I saw as soon as the 12th, which is 4 days from now. So we're definitely going to keep an eye on this. Of course, the number here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, they're threatening. They're not doing it yet, but they are threatening to take the licenses.
Yeah, the last one didn't pan out.
The last threat?
The last trucker, the U.S. trucker
was there one
convoy.
Year?
They were talking about, they wanted to emulate what Australia did.
Which almost did nothing. I mean, the Australian thing basically just was a whiff. I mean, they didn't.
They were in the news.
They were in the news, but there was no effectiveness. There was no,
because they could only take a couple of days off, then they had to go back to work to pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys have to be prepared to be in this thing for weeks. And the guys in Canada are saying they're going to stay for weeks if necessary. One guy said he's got 3 weeks worth of gas, so he's good to go just to sit. So, again, the number is 603-283-6160. Another threat here from Canada, or the Ottawa Citizen, a editorial piece from Kelly Egan, headline, "Dear Truckers, hope you enjoyed your stay. Here's the police bill." The grand daily total is estimated in the range of $2.5 million, and that doesn't include about $1 million a day the city is incurring in related municipal costs. In a six-hour meeting of the Ottawa City Council on Monday, there was one potentially explosive motion that didn't get a great deal of attention. The city wants to invoke a clause in a revised Ontario Police Services Act that would allow it to bill the protesters for the extra cost of policing.
Yeah, they got their eyes on that GoFundMe check.
The tally would be enormous, an estimated $800,000 a day times 12 and counting, plus possibly the cost of hundreds of extra outside personnel, as many as 1,800, now being airlifted into the Capitol to bring the blockade to a resolution.
Stop bringing them in.
Well, if they think they can get paid for it, they're going to keep bringing twice as many. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. You can share your thoughts on the Freedom Convoy and the latest. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian
and Conan.
The phones are open here, so I mean, we got Jesus the Cynic in the Twitch chat room who's complaining because he claims we've gone from all crypto to all protest. And first of all, it's not true. We were never all crypto, but some nights were heavier than others. And when there's a real, like, effective protest going on, I get excited about it, and I want to talk about it. Because usually protests are not effective.
Yeah.
They're usually not even worth talking about, because we know that they're going to be ignored, and the protesters are going to go home, and then nothing's going to change. But when you've got people with the, you know, the tenacity to stay on for what potentially could be weeks at a time, these people deserve the attention.
You know, he also mentioned, or he or she mentioned mm-hmm. in the comments that it's just a distraction.
And is
that's,
this?
That's an interesting topic. That's an interesting point of view.
Do you think
it
holds
think
any
so.
Water?
No, I don't think so at all. I think this is legit.
The state hates this.
Oh yeah.
And they caught him off guard. And they didn't. I don't think they took this seriously. Like
they got him by the short hairs.
Yeah.
For real. I mean, this is real.
The government goons in Ottawa, Canada, I think they underestimated this. They thought that it was going to be no big deal, and it was much bigger than they expected. And apparently, the military in Canada has refused to assist.
Yep. The tow truck drivers have refused to have to tow.
Right.
If they even could.
They could. I mean, they've got the.
I don't think.
You've got a big ass wrecker.
They might spend all morning moving just one out of the way.
The way these guys
are interlocked, the way that they're locked into with each other.
It would not be easy.
And if you don't have the driver's help, you know, unlocking brakes and whatnot.
Right. That'll make it real hard.
That's
true. That's a good point.
Try pulling a braked semi-truck up onto a loader and or
right.
It's not happening.
And then you get surrounded by a bunch of angry drivers and their supporters. So those guys don't want to go down there. So they're completely outnumbered, and they've admitted that they are out. Like, the government goons have admitted they are outnumbered here, and they've basically admitted that they have lost this thing thus far. But that doesn't mean that they're not cooking up plans, and they, they're certainly taking numbers. They're taking down license plate numbers, and their plan is to go after these people later on when they're all back home.
That's when they get you.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have the people immediately in the vicinity to back you up when the popo comes in.
They have all the resources, all the time in the world. This is their job to make your lives, our lives, difficult because you rock the boat at one time. You got in our way, and that can't stand. We have to make an example of you now.
Right. So here's the thing. If you want us to talk about something else, the phones are always open here at Free Talk Live. We don't just say that. It's actually true. You can call in at 603-283-6160. And you can absolutely bring up something else. It's definitely true that there are other things going on in the world. If there's something that you think is bigger than this story, I want to know about it. Really, I do. Now, he gives an example of North Korea, I guess, admitting they hacked millions of Bitcoin. Okay, that's not news. That's old news. We know that North Korea has
If they did, in fact, allegedly.
Okay.
If they could hack anything.
Well, we know that they're supposedly... I get what you're saying, right?
Who hacks everything these days? Russia, Iran, and North Korea. No one else hacks?
No, they do.
We don't?
They don't get the attention for it.
It's always North Korea. But it's a little dirt country off in the middle of nowhere that most people couldn't point to on a map.
That's not to say they're not doing it, though.
I have doubts.
Whether they're hacking it or they're socially engineering it or whatever it is they're doing, they are trying to get revenue in whatever desperate ways they can, because communism doesn't work. So stealing, from other people in the world is an option for them. But that's not fresh news or anything like that. There have been allegations about North Korea stealing bitcoins and hacking things for a very long time. By no means is that anywhere near as important of a story as one of the largest and most successful protests in North America, if not, the planet in recent years,
and
certainly in the last 2 years.
And especially it needs to be taken into consideration that many outlets are not, they're either not reporting on this event at all, and or they are demonizing these people, alt-right, Nazis, violence in the streets.
It's lies.
Yeah, it's complete lies. We are at least are a fresh voice. We're actually looking at these, and we've actually had callers who were there at the event.
That's right, yeah.
Who have reported on the event and looking for violence. They found one guy with a South Will Rise Again flag who got booted out of there quick because they weren't having that.
Because he's obviously an undercover agent.
Well, he's obviously ruining the conversation.
Yeah.
Because that's not what this is about. This is about anti-mandates. This is about government overreach, and the stars and bars flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is not helping the situation at all. You racist, get out of here, you bigot.
So they're gonna try, apparently. Well, they again, this is yet another proposal. They're throwing out all these ideas for, okay, what can we do? How can we punish these people?
Like Quebec's vax tax, mm-hmm. which, by the way, got shut down quick. They wanted to tax anti-vaccinated people
every month or something like that. Right?
Oh yeah, because supposedly they're a burden on the health system. That got kicked down because there was opposition.
So they want to bill the truckers. So aside from the lawsuit that is in play right now, there's a nearly $10 million lawsuit that has been brought against the drivers and against their supporters in downtown Ottawa. That's where the emergency injunction came from, saying no more honking. That suit is moving forward. Besides that, the city is now talking about coming after the drivers for $800,000 a day. So we're talking about millions of dollars worth of funding, essentially, to say...
By the way, the last segment, I thought you said $8,000. I was that's not a big deal at all. But
$800,000?
Are they really spending that much a day?
That's what they claim, but how do you know?
That's bull crap.
Yeah, well, what are they spending it on, exactly? Police overtime? I mean, how does it increase the cost of running your city?
Yeah, you were coming to work anyways.
Right.
So yeah, overtime's going to come into play. They've got to be high. Well, you said they were trucking, they're flying in help.
They are, yeah.
So there's some of it.
It's because they can't drive them in because the bridges are blocked up.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second. And once you set all the pylons up and whatnot, mm-hmm. all of the perimeter fencing, it's set up. It's done.
Yeah.
It's not eight. It shouldn't be a cumulative
BS.
Every day.
It's total BS.
It's BS.
Quote, a person who causes a temporary increase in the cost of providing adequate and effective policing in an area by organizing an event such as a parade or festival, engaging in an activity that involves the closure of a highway, engaging in a commercial enterprise, or engaging in any other prescribed activity may be charged for the cost of that temporary increase by the police service board or the minister if the commissioner provided the policing. According to the story at Ottawa Citizen, we're told typically that these costs are not billed to protesters and that such extra policing is provided, quote, free, because meaning taxpayers mm-hmm. pay for it, because allowing peaceful demonstrations, even disruptive ones, is a fundamental part of a functioning democracy. But this is hardly typical, they say. It isn't a matter of devoting a few extra constables here and there to direct traffic or close streets or keep the peace. The 12-day trucker convoys turn normal operations of the Ottawa Police Service upside down. Why? There's no one that's, like, actually committing real crimes in this group.
Go home. You don't need to be there, cops.
Even a, quote, all-hands-on-deck, unquote, approach with canceled leaves and reassigned units has left the police with 1,200 sworn officers woefully short of manpower to properly enforce the law at two major sites and several surrounding downtown neighborhoods. As somebody said the other day, that there's something like 60-plus investigations going on right now of the police regarding the truckers, meaning that they're going out there, they're doing things like copying down licenses, yep. trying to figure out
January 6th all over again.
Yeah, they want to identify who everybody is. And who knows what else they're up to. We know they're going to support zones. They're raiding them for their gas that they have. So they're going on the outskirts to target the people that are in the sort of the periphery,
right.
basically. Because they always, they're jackals, right? These are cowards who are going after the weakest parts of this protest system,
right?
So they go to the outskirts. They take out an encampment somewhere.
That's an excellent analogy.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. So they are very busy doing their evil state things. They, again, want to cancel the truckers' insurance. They want to take away their licenses. But these are just the things they're spitballing right now. They haven't come into play. But kudos to these truckers for taking the risk here because they are really putting it all on the line. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about how this is spreading. It's not just in Canada anymore. Maybe coming to or already in some streets and some roads near you. The number here is 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.